This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to America Tonight. Hopefully you survived St. Patrick's Day, and perhaps you're still alive in your brackets, if you know what I'm talking about. The March Madness NCAA tournament is upon us, and people who don't normally play the game, watch the game, or care about it, got talked into doing a bracket perhaps at work. They say 110 million people. In my book, Invade the Man Cave, Sports Secrets, Guys Wish You Knew, I did some research on this. 110 million people. 110 million, which is shocking. And that's just an estimate. That's the best we could come up with. Actually fill out brackets, sometimes several brackets. And want bragging rights, or maybe they win a few dollars or whatever it might be. Usually it's more about bragging rights than anything else. And bragging rights, speaking of that, it comes down to endorsements and the time in the campaign where you clean up with the delegates so that you can get the nomination, or you play the waiting game to see what happens at the convention. So a lot of dust is being kicked up about Donald Trump and what will happen when the convention actually takes place, because it'll be here before you know it, as we are already deep into March. And you know what they say, boom, we will slide through the spring and all of a sudden summer will be here. I mean, it'll be on our doorstep. So one thing I will say at the top, just so you know, sometimes the little guy wins. Yale rocked the house with a huge win over Baylor in the tournament. Yeah, Yale, those Ivy League dudes who supposedly didn't have much game, had a lot of game when it came to playing in the tourney. They just got hot, and they ended up winning. They stunned number 5 seed Baylor, 79-75 in the first round of 64 in Providence, Rhode Island. How about that? And Yale was a 12 seed. Definitely an underdog. When a 12 meets a 5, you're not thinking that's what's going to happen. We'll maneuver in a couple of different directions here, including talking about the latest with ISIS and a decision to try to do something to investigate what's going on a little bit more with ISIS and flush it out. Also, Donald Trump saying he fears for the safety of so many people when we get to the convention if he's not the nominee. We saw that he had to cancel an event in Chicago, and there have been fisticuffs and some outbreaks at some of Donald Trump's events. And this has the Republican Party worried, since the Republican Party, the upper echelon of the party, don't really want him to be the nominee in the first place. That just adds to not the intrigue, but the distaste for having Trump become the nominee. But this is how we do it in this country. And if he is the nominee, then he's the nominee fair and square if he gets the delegates. If it becomes a brokered convention, and yes, I know we've talked about this a lot and there's more conversation about it, but it's worth mentioning because it would be such a shocker to go into a convention and
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Tonight, I said we were going to go to Grimm, so let's do that. If you want to throw in your 2 cents, you certainly can. 855-266-5283. Hey, Grimm, how are you?
I'm fine. Sounded like the elevator got stuck.
Somehow it did. That rarely happens, but occasionally it does. Yes.
Yeah, I'm sorry I missed you last night. Yeah, I do my monthly grocery shopping. You know how that goes. So.
Oh, yeah.
Got hung up, and I tried to get back here, but I did listen to the repeat of this period of your show, and I enjoyed listening to that lady. And she pointed out the thing I see, most all of us are out here that are going to go vote, especially with the liberals, because she was aware, but you reaffirmed her suspicions by, and she said, well, I wasn't sure about that. I can't remember exactly what it was.
Right.
This is the same thing, is you close your mind.
Yes.
And it's great that you have your show, and that's why I came up with that the open-minded media queen thing, is because you have to be on both sides.
Yeah.
You know,
well, I think that I'm open-minded, so I want to listen instead of just shutting people down. I might not agree, but I want to hear it first before I immediately say, oh, that's outrageous.
Oh, well, exactly. And that's what I'm saying about liberals is they just, well, they may listen to what Trump has to say or Cruz or anybody else, but, you know, they don't hear the key words free. They don't hear,
right.
You know what I'm saying? And they shut it down. It's kind of like when you get older and you get Alzheimer's, you just shut certain things out. And that's the thing is you got to be open-minded, Kate. And you're, to use a radio talk show phrase coin, you're like, your show is like the baby steps to the bigger conservative talk shows, you know?
Right,
it leads
right.
them in. It's the open-minded
right.
shows that lead them in.
Right,
and,
right.
And that's a great thing.
Well, thank you. And you know what? I think there's a lesson. Listen, a lot of times I have a tendency to rush to something, and I try to back off of that just to listen. Listen to what someone's saying. Give them a chance to say what they're going to say before you jump down their throat.
And time will tell.
Right.
That's the key thing. After, if you take it all in, time will tell.
And, I agree.
This Supreme Court nominee, which kind of leads into this right now, I'm not blaming Obama. I'm not blaming the Republican Party. I'm not blaming the Democratic Party because through the period of history, this has just been a regular type feud that has gone on. And
right.
The thing I want to point out is there have been candidates that has been approached for the Supreme Court bench, but they had the honor to say, well, I know what's going on, and I'm sorry, but I have to turn down your offer. And that's what makes a man honorable.
Right.
Is because in his own mind, he knows that his chances are getting nominated are zilch.
Right. So why go through it?
Exactly. Yeah. And Kate, when it comes to something like the Congressional Medal of Honor, that's not a presidential award. That's issued by Congress. And even a soldier that gets awarded it, he still has some rights. And he can refuse to have the president put it on. He's been awarded it. But now his chain of command can still order them to do it, but he can say, you know, that's fine. I'll go through the procedure. And there's certain parts of the procedure in receiving the medal, too, to where he can, at attention, just hold out his hand. And he's still showing his protest.
Right.
You're not going to drape it around my neck. You're going to put it in my hand.
Right.
And,
exactly.
And these are just subtle things that people don't know. It's just like the law and the Constitution. They don't know their rights. Not even constitutionalists would, you know, really know, and that's why they test it all the time.
You're right.
But it's really all about what's good for the majority, and it really works out eventually. That's why I love the Constitution.
Yes. It's a very living, breathing document. It's a very well thought out. And think of the time that it was done, that document is.
And it was a group of not like minds.
Right.
That put it together.
Right.
And it was a compromise. But the thing is, they came out of years in the history of tyranny.
Right, exactly.
And it's been the well, best written piece of paper to ever existed. I mean, we've done beat the Roman Empire.
It's exactly right. We have. Yes. We beat the Roman Empire. Exactly. How did that happen? Yep.
Yeah.
I agree. It's a good thing to remind people, as I grew up in Philly and there's the Constitution Center, but to read the Constitution, to look at it, you know, it's easy to get copies of it and little versions of it and just look at it once in a while and kind of think about it and you see, wow, this is an incredibly well thought out, well put together document.
Yeah, well, most definitely. I mean, I've got here an old book that I refer to from some time to time. It's called The Concise Encyclopedia of American History. And you get a lot of, you know, the information that is what brought about the wording of the Constitution, you know.
Right.
Like, you know, Mark Levin always talks about the articles of the letters of, I can't really think about it, but it's...
The articles and the letters, yes, absolutely.
Yeah, the letters that... And I just loved studying Benjamin Franklin. But
I love Benjamin Franklin, yes.
And, I mean, here was a man that was really not on either side of the fence.
Yes.
And he was working both sides of the fence.
Yes.
Between Madison and George Washington, he had to go over and convince Jefferson that, you know, hey... You know, it can't be just, you know, the wealthy and the educated. You know, you got, everybody should have the same equal rights. And he convinced Jefferson, you know, to not let those that were, you know, educated enough to rule. And convinced, you know, that, hey, we got to be open-minded about this because this is for everyone, not just for a particular group.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I agree with you, Griff. It's a great reminder for people to jump, and thank you for that, to jump onto their computers or I have a little, actually, a station I work for, it was KRLD in Dallas. They had copies, small hand copies, when I say hand copies, little copies of the Constitution. I thought it was brilliant because you could just look something up if you wanted to, or just it was just a reminder of different parts of the Constitution. And you know, it's about interpretation, and that, as our laws are, and that's why legal scholars. I mean, it's fascinating to me. So we had a constitutional expert on the other day, the interpretation of our Constitution and how, you know, the protection of the Constitution, but also how it can be manipulated in different directions, because, again, that's our legal system. And the brilliance is that there is that ability to challenge and to look at different interpretations, and how does that fit into what the Constitution was intended to be, and, you know, et cetera. And I'll tell you, we certainly have seen lots of challenges more now than ever. But in the history, the young history, because we're still a young country of the United States, there have been many amazing stories and many amazing outcomes that have also occurred because of the fact that our Constitution was there to protect us. And I suppose that's why now more than ever we hear different articles in the Constitution, etc., quoted, because that's exactly what we're thinking. It's our protections that and our liberties that are so often at stake. Let's put it that way. Hey, coming up, I don't want to forget to tell you we've got a cheap movie review, plus we can count. It's the numbers game, and that's on the flip side here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
I actually have a studio audience with me now for a few minutes. The dog came into the room because it's one of his favorite things. We can count. We can count the ways that people were excited about their brackets when 12-seeded Yale knocked off the big boys from Baylor. They were, again, a 12th seed. Baylor, a 5th seed, 79-75 in the round of 64 in Providence, Rhode Island on Thursday. Yeah, huge for them. Mekhi Mason, their lead sophomore guard, led Yale with 31 points. I throw this in because it was a school record for an NCAA tournament game, and that included going 11-11 from the 11-for-11 from the free throw line. How about that? So pretty exciting stuff for the Yale Bulldogs to beat the Baylor Bears, who on paper were much more suited to knocking them off with their size, etc., and their acumen, we'll say, on the court. That's why it makes it so exciting, the home March Madness thing. Oh, you a tuna fan. Bumblebee is recalling tuna. You know, we've seen this a couple of times where that's happened, and usually what happens is you go to the store and you see that the shelf is decimated when it comes to tuna. So Bumblebee Foods, Tri-Union Seafoods, basically, recalled the canned chunky light tuna. And why is that? They're saying there were deviations in the sterilization process, and it could result in contamination by spoilage. Ugh. That's enough to make me not want to touch it, of course. They say to look at the specific codes, and it's the supplier that supplied them. So Bumblebee is recalling, and here's your number, 31,579 cases of the canned tuna. They were produced in February 2016 and then distributed nationally. And then Tri-Union Seafoods is recalling 2,745 cases of chicken of the sea canned tuna because it might be undercooked, they say, due to an equipment malfunction. Once again, not making me feel really good about tuna and eating tuna when you have one that's undercooked, one that has a bizarre processing problem of deviations that allow pathogens. That's enough to say, yeah, maybe it's time to take a break from tuna for a second here. You know, when we talk about actors and we talk about, you know, recalling shows from when you were a kid or as an adult, a show that you watched, one popular show, I can remember this show, and I was a kid, I can remember my mother watching this show. Do you remember L.A. Law? Do you remember watching L.A. Law, how it was sort of revolutionary, I think, for its time, because you had a lot of characters, not that there weren't other shows that had a lot of characters, but it centered around the law profession, and not like that hadn't been tackled before, but not, I don't think, in this way. So that was a show that had legs. Well, Benny from L.A. Law has died. I was just reading something about that, and it's, you know, when you look at the cast of characters there, there was somebody else recently who was really super popular that was on that show a lot, that who also passed away, and the funeral was kind of a who's who of celebrities that made appearances. And you know, that's kind of what happens when a show gets popular, then the cameos or wanting to be somebody who comes on and is a part of the episodic adventure for a couple of them anyway, or storyline. So his name was Larry Drake, and he was definitely best known for his portrayal of the disabled Benny on that television show. He was like that lovable character. So it not actually that old in my book. He died at the age of 66. And the reports are, and gosh, and I said this just the other day, they found him dead in his Hollywood Hills home. And, you know, it's, again, one of those things where they think it could be something to do with, like, a cardiac arrest. And he was a guy who was popular with young actors because he was teaching acting at an acting workshop that was pretty pretty popular in Los Angeles. So when he wasn't getting sidebar parts and after L.A. Law ended, that was where you could often find Larry Drake. He was helping other young actors to find their footing in a very tough, tough business. Absolutely. All right, moving along to some other numbers. As I said, everything is about numbers. If you just open your eyes and start to look around, you'll start to see what I mean. Not necessarily always the obvious numbers, by the way, either. Sometimes not quite as obvious. So how about this? Somebody sent me a link to this, and I just kind of pushed it off to the side, and I didn't realize until I started to read it really what they were doing. But they've got these miniature horses that they're bringing around to New York City hospital patients. Have you ever seen a miniature horse? I mean, we're talking about a live horse, you know? And they say it's been incredibly therapeutic. You think of dogs, therapy dogs. But at Mount Sinai Hospital in New York, midweek they did this. They had a miniature horse, the 32 inches tall, the tail, the whole thing. And they brought this 10-month-old coat named Honor into the children's wing, children and teenagers. And the kids were, I mean, they just melted, apparently. And miniature horses have comforted, they say, trauma victims after lots of tragedies, like the mass shooting at Sandy Hook Elementary in 2012, the 2013 tornadoes that devastated Oklahoma, the 2015 church shooting in Charleston, working with families of police officers who have died in the line of fire. So this has become now sort of a, not necessarily a new thing, but one that's becoming more popular, where it's not necessarily just therapy dogs, but there are miniature horses that have become very, very, very popular, and expect to see them more, especially when it comes to children. This was a sad story, but it just goes to show you the fragility of life. 5 years old, boy, you just want the five-year-old to just be wide-eyed and able to experience life in an unadulterated form, let's put it that way. But there's a five-year-old girl in California who's had to undergo extensive physical therapy, and this is just a few months after doing a simple back bend, apparently, in her living room. It left her paralyzed from the waist down. They set up a GoFundMe page, because certainly she wasn't from a wealthy family, and the therapy has helped immensely. And this is a kid that was walking at 9 months ahead of the curve, potty trained at 18 months, and doing flips and all of that entails, simple gymnastics. And oh, how awful is this? This happened right before Christmas. And she's in the hospital for 52 days. She had somehow hyperextended her spine, and that caused the artery that feeds her spinal cord to stop pumping blood. I mean, they say the extent of the damage is unheard of. And the family's hopeful that the physical therapy and the training that she's getting will ultimately bring her back to walking, because they're not saying she's paralyzed from the waist down. They're not saying that can't happen. But at five, that's so shocking that from a simple back bend that would happen. And again, the reason I do this story is, one, I love the optimism of the family, and the young girl apparently super optimistic, which is good. And the doctors are optimistic that she can eventually walk if she gets all the therapy that she needs. But it's just something you just don't think about it. And then there is this, there's this other story about an NFL player who's now in critical condition after a motorbike accident in Miami. And I got a text actually on this story. And this is a Baltimore Ravens defensive player that we're talking about, Trey Walker, who was apparently on a dirt bike and the bike didn't have headlights. He collided with a Ford Escape at an intersection, and he certainly lost. He's just a young guy, too, 23 years old, and they're hoping that he can recoup. Right now, they're just trying to get him to into a situation where he's getting into stable condition, but they believe that he's going to pull through. Wow. All right, hang with us. Movies coming up next, Around the Bend.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
To the movies. When was the last time you went to the movies? I saw a movie last week, 10 Cloverfield Lane. I thought it was terrific. You could wait till it comes out streaming. It has a surprise ending. I won't spoil it for you. I don't want to actually tell you too much about it, but I did not really want to go and see it, and then I went, and it was fabulous. How about Divergent? It is a three-parter. It was a book series written by a woman who had crippling anxiety. and lived pretty much with her husband in her apartment in Chicago. Young, she's in her early 30s, and this has really exploded. Already two of the divergents are over, and this is the third installment. It's called Allegiant, and here's what this sounds like, a little sneak preview.
I'm sorry, what was the movie?
Divergent. Divergent is the movie. And we will let
people
you hear it.
People think walls separate us. But they also protect us.
It's going to be hard getting a little warm.
You sure that you want to do this?
Go!
Those people out there kept us in a cage for 200 years. That is not someone I want to engage with.
Nothing to worry about. You're safe now.
Welcome. Your arrival is the most exciting event some of us have ever known.
Hey, boy.
I don't even know who we are.
Our surveillance technology is centuries ahead of anything you've known. They've grown up watching you.
Nothing creepy about that.
Tobias Eason, you've been assigned to me.
It's a lot of firepower.
It'll take you a while to get the hang of it.
I think I got the hang of it. In 200 years, the greatest scientific minds have lived here to test a theory. If we could rescue people from a toxic environment and put them in a safe place like Chicago, perhaps they would heal it.
And I'm one of those people.
You're the only one.
It's worth sustaining this population that's determined to destroy themselves.
What's going on here?
They're shutting us down.
Chicago will be erased. Everyone we know will die. You were right all along.
We have to leave. Right now.
Where are we going?
Home. All right, so you get the gist of it. They live behind these walls, and what's behind the walls, if you leave the walls, supposedly they haven't left them for the reasons of they would not survive. And that's kind of the series and how people are separated. And this is the conclusion of that series. We move from young teen movie, because I think it has an audience there in that crowd, to one called Miracles from Heaven.
Say, let's do Benjamin Franklin. An investment in knowledge pays the best interest.
Okay, with me, your teachers.
Love you.
It's a good life.
It's a good life.
Mommy! I'm coming! Mommy!
Oh, no.
When Anna got sick, I just couldn't understand it. Why was this loving little girl going through this?
I think your daughter is lactose intolerant.
Acid reflux.
Everything looks okay.
Everything's fine.
Everything is not fine. There's something wrong with our little girl.
Mrs. B, you need to calm down.
I'm not leaving this hospital until I know what's wrong with my daughter.
Unfortunately, the tests confirm that she's very ill. There is currently no cure for Anna's condition.
Doctor, please. This is our little girl. I'm scared, Mom.
Me too. We're not giving up.
Like a small boat on the ocean.
We need a solution. We need it now.
And we'll get it.
How?
By not losing our faith.
How long have you been married? 14 years. Free her from this.
Might only have one back.
Can you even hear me?
This is my
So you're telling me that when this baby girl fell 30 feet, she hit her head just right, and it didn't kill her, and it didn't paralyze her. It healed her.
Yes.
Well, that's impossible.
This is a little hard to believe.
There's a lot of people out there that are just looking for publicity.
A lot of people think we're crazy.
You either roll with it or you get rolled on.
All right, so you get the gist there. A rare incurable disorder leaves Anna Beam unable to digest food, and despite the diagnosis, her mom searches for a way to save her daughter. Everything changes when she tells her amazing story, and I think this will find an audience. It is PG, it's rated PG, an hour 49, so you know you have to plan on over 2 minutes for that. Jennifer Garner's in it. Queen Latifah is also in this movie. The little girl's Kylie Rogers, who's just absolutely adorable. And I think a lot of people will probably go and see it. It's family friendly, and that makes sense for certainly a lot of families. All right, this next one, we're going to let you hear a little clip from it, and then we're going to bring our pal Daniel in to talk about Psychopaths.
It's been a long time, Mr. Copley.
Not long after I arrived here in this country, Ong established his self-serving regime, and the drones started hunting down gorillas.
Ong gained the upper hand by securing support from Japan. And to do that, he promised to establish a special district to be governed by the civil system.
Although Hong has bestowed upon himself the title of chairman, in truth, the guy's nothing but a dictator, just a common warlord. So, I decided I'd teach the guerrillas how to fight back.
But what is it you hope to accomplish by helping these people?
I'm helping to bring real democracy and freedom to this country.
There are still some dissidents waging their delusional rebellion against Chairman Hong's government. Either we kill them or they kill us.
The balancing of freedom and security is something that they have to determine for themselves, so that they can embrace the law as a positive force to uphold, rather than just a set of rules to be obeyed.
This is the battlefield. Nothing will stop our mission.
All right, so again, that's called Psychopaths. Anime is the name of the game. And you've seen this in a different language with subtitles. Is that right, Daniel?
Yes, indeed. I watched the whole series. It's there's a TV series of it, and then there's two movies, I believe, after the series, I think. I might be wrong about that, but I'm not sure. The series is a very good series. It has a couple pacing issues in the beginning, I guess, but it's worth a watch, and you definitely want to watch the series before you see the movie.
Oh, so that's some good advice, because they don't tell you that. So if you watch that, then you'd have some better insight when you actually go and see the movie.
Yeah, the movie picks up directly where the series leaves off.
Oh, yeah. Then you want to go do that first. Absolutely. And you saw it with the subtitle, so I bet it was pretty cool.
It was a little interesting with the subtitles. Obviously, the Japanese characters are portrayed very well with the Japanese dub, but the English dubbing in the Japanese version was a little under par, so hopefully that'll be improved a little bit in the actual English version.
Yeah, and as you said, it's a 2015 Japanese anime science fiction crime film.
Yeah, really similar to maybe a Minority Report.
Oh, yeah, Minority Report I really, really loved.
Yeah, pretty.
That'd be fun to see that.
Yeah, pretty similar premise.
All right, so some great advice. Thanks, Daniel. Does a great job. Appreciate that. Go see the series first. Watch the series first. And then watch the movie. Make it count, everybody. Thanks so much for listening to this version of America Tonight.
Hi there. Are you an unhappy timeshare owner? Have you ever asked yourself, how can I get rid of my timeshare? Does your story go something like Stacy's story goes? Here's Stacy now.
My husband and I went and visited a resort, and they kind of attacked us, and they kept sending more and more people until we finally said yes, and we bought this timeshare, and then we were stuck in this timeshare that we couldn't get rid of, and we tried all different ways. They made it seem like it was this really great deal, and when we said no originally, then they brought the price down, and then when we still said no, they brought in the manager, and they brought the price down even lower, and they started breaking out in different ways to make it look like it was this really awesome deal. The reality was it wasn't an awesome deal at all.
To cancel your timeshare contract, call ACC today. It's an attorney-based program with a free consultation. The first 20 callers get a 20% discount. Call now, 800-587-EXIT. That's 800-587-3948. Call today, 800-587-EXIT. That's 800-587-3948.